Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our next guest is joining me on the program. He is a WWE Hall of Famer. He is the voice of All Elite Wrestling, AEW, big pay-per-view coming up this weekend. And he's really the voice of, he's the voice of wrestling, really, not just AEW. And he's a great friend of the show. You can get him on Twitter at JRsBBQ. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, how you doing, my man?
How you doing, Sean?
I'm doing great, JR. I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice. And I know wrestling fans are excited to hear your voice on the pay-per-view coming up this weekend for AEW. What's this like, JR, for AEW, which you guys are going to start your weekly TV coming up in October on TNT, and I know we'll talk about that, but how unique is this experience for you with this pay-per-view coming up that's sort of setting the stage for the beginning of all the weekly storylines, I would imagine, for AEW?
Yeah, Sean, the weekly stuff beginning October 2nd is the money. Every Wednesday night, primetime, TNT, Wednesday nights, VR night, so it should be fun, and I'm excited about it. You know, it's like being involved in an expansion football franchise. Yeah. I love the game of football. I love the opportunity to grow, and these kids are excited and young, so it should be a fun run. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, and you, as I think a lot of people know, JR, certainly wrestling fans know, you were sort of the general manager, if we're going to use that sports analogy, of those rosters back in the Attitude Era with WWE in the late 90s, early 2000s. You're not in charge of talent with AEW. You're doing the play-by-play, but you're, I'm sure, interacting with the talent quite a bit, and you see them on a soon to be seeing them on a weekly basis here. How does this roster stack up for AEW right now for you?
Well, it's growing. You know, it's got a lot of youth, a lot of athleticism, a lot of young guys, but we gotta grow. We gotta get better. We gotta fill some voids that I think folks are expecting us to do. And so I'm excited about it, Sean. It's good. They're talented. They're young. They're naive. We all realize that we gotta be at our very best from day one. That starts on Saturday. On pay-per-view, Fight App, whatever you get your pay-per-views. This pay-per-view from All Elite Wrestling is going to be good. But we got a lot of work to do, and it's challenging. You know, WWE puts their NXT show head-to-head against us on USA Network. That wasn't an accident. That wasn't what happened? They're looking to – we're competition. Whether they think we are or we're not, we are. And so – on a weekend where Vince McMahon celebrated his 74th birthday, we're coming to play.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Jim Ross joining me on CBS Sports Radio. JR, specific to this pay-per-view coming up this weekend, John Moxley, who I think WWE fans know as Dean Ambrose when he was in WWE, who is a guy who's, you know, it would appear, is going to be getting a big push with you guys right out of the chute. He was going to be going against Kenny Omega in this pay-per-view coming up this week. He had to pull out because of a MRSA, a staph infection with his elbow. And he's going to be replaced by Pac, who WWE fans know as Neville, in that match with Kenny Omega. But how does this affect the pay-per-view, JR, when you have a top star like that has to pull out for something like this? What are the conversations like behind the scenes?
Well, it's unfortunate that this has occurred, taking Moxley out of the game. We need a great match out of Omega. Omega needs to break through like he was in New Japan, where he was considered by many the best wrestler in the world. It'd be a good time to start being that best wrestler in the world again on Saturday night when he takes on Pac. And the same goes for Pac. Pac had some issues coming in originally. He's a hell of a hand, no doubt about that. He's really, really good. So we've got the table set for two guys that need to have big matches and to turn heads. I hope that they will do that. I think that they can. I think that they will. But again, this is for all of us to see. We'll find out on pay-per-view on Saturday night.
How crucial is a guy behind the scenes with a company like AEW, JR, that's getting off the ground? How crucial is a guy like Chris Jericho to that locker room?
Big time. You know, he's one of the few guys that have been to the dance. He understands to get into the big game. You know, there aren't many of us in the AEW roster that have had those opportunities to have our moments on the biggest stage, WrestleMania, big time. And Jericho certainly is one of those people. So he's a big-time player. You need that veteran presence. And his enthusiasm it permeates through the locker room. He knows why he's there. Jericho is expected to have a great match. He'll have that opportunity with Hangman Page. So it's really a unique thing here, man. We got hungry guys, young guys. I think it's going to be a really good experience. I'm looking forward to calling their matches because when I show up for work, Sean, they're excited, they're young, they're enthusiastic, they know no boundaries, and I love that aspect of this company.
Do you still get the butterflies, JR, before a big pay-per-view like that?
Yeah, I sure do. And if I don't, then I need to reconfigure what I'm doing for a living. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very much thinking about the pay-per-view, and I feel I have an obligation to deliver bigger than I've delivered in years. I can do that if I get the game, and now I'm back in the game. So I appreciate Tony Khan and all the Khan family, of course, who owns the Jacksonville Jaguars, for having me on the team. You know, I'm the oldest guy there. I've been in many, many major situations as a broadcaster. So I'm looking forward to giving these guys my very, very best and help them get talent over. That's our job, create stars, and that's what I hope to be good at again starting on Saturday.
No doubt. Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, lead play-by-play voice for AEW, joining me on CBS Sports Radio. The pay-per-view is all out, and it's coming up this Saturday, August 31st. JR, last wrestling question before I get to a little football with you here, but you mentioned it. WWE dropped NXT down on USA Network. It was streaming on the WWE Network exclusively. They've now put it on cable TV. Head up against you guys on Wednesday nights. You guys are going to be on TNT starting on October 2nd. You were with WWE back during the Monday Night Wars, and so you were in the middle, right in the middle of that competitive environment. How badly do you think WWE needs a viable competitor right now to maybe jumpstart their product a little bit?
Competition is always good no matter what you do for a living. It makes you better. It makes you stand up, pay attention, take notice. That's where we are. The issue of saying, well, they're not competition. I think Triple H called our company a pissant company. I'm sure you'd like to have that back because it's ignorant. It makes no sense. Why would you say that? Unless you're just trying to show how big your testicles are. It just doesn't make any sense. We're excited about the opportunity to compete. We're not looking to put WWE out of business. That's stupid. That's ridiculous. It's like saying the XFL is going to put the NFL out of business. You don't have to put your major, the big dog in the yard out of business to be successful. So I'm happy that we're getting an opportunity to compete, and being on TNT on Wednesday nights, they'll have NBA basketball on Tuesday and Thursday. They'll have us on Wednesday. It's going to be a lot of fun to be on the network and bring wrestling back to where it was. And I think we've got a lot of great things going on. You know, Tony Schiavone's probably going to be back with us very soon, officially. And I'd love to be able to work with Tony again on television. I think we'd make a great team, or in addition to our team, with Excalibur and so forth. So we're good. Fun days are ahead. The winners are the wrestling fans.
Yes.
We're going to deliver an athletic, reality-based product. If you like that aspect of pro wrestling, we are your destination. But at least give us a shot, and that starts with on Saturday night on pay-per-view.
Saturday night pay-per-view, all out, AEW's pay-per-view this Saturday night. JR, just shifting gears, your guy Baker Mayfield's been ruffling a lot of feathers this offseason. What are your thoughts on Baker and kind of how it seems like he's putting a big target on the Cleveland Browns back, but I don't think Baker really cares about that target. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, he doesn't care about the targets. You know, he's himself. He's being honest and forthright on how he feels about the Browns and how he feels about his team. He's a great leader. He's very polarizing, obviously. People should not misunderstand his attitude for being selfish or whatever. That's the way Baker is. He's a team guy. He's leading his team. I think the Browns are going to be very competitive. I'm obviously very biased. He's way ahead of the game, and he's got a great team around him. Unlike Kyler Murray, whose team does not look good around him for the Arizona Cardinals, Baker's got a little bit more of a head start there in building a team and with some weapons and receivers. But he'll do just fine. That's just the way he is. He's a Brett Favre-like guy. And in the early 90s, I called Brett Favre. I was with the Falcons in the early 90s when Favre was a rookie. He's a lot like Brett Favre in the sense that he has passion and the leadership to mount, you know, to circle the wagons with the troops. And he loves that. And I can see the players loving to play for Baker, even though he's got a little bit of a gunslinger mentality. Some guys feed off that.
Yeah, no doubt. JR, we got about a minute. How's Jalen Hurts looking up there in Norman?
He's a starter. You know, it was a great mystery. I was tongue-in-cheek. He came here to start for the Sooners. He's here. He's starting for the Sooners. Hello. Look, he's a, you know, the records, his record Alabama speaks for itself. He's a big, high-level character guy. It was a great recruit, a great signing by Oklahoma. I don't know what we'd have done, quite frankly, without Jalen Hurts here. But he's here, folks. He's ready to play, and it should be a really an interesting year with Lincoln Riley and Jalen Hurts together and motivating this young, explosive offense.
That's Jim Ross, WWE Hall of Famer, voice of AEW Wrestling, and the pay-per-view All Out coming up this Saturday, August 31st. Also, the podcast, JR, you got Grilling JR, the podcast, you and Conrad Thompson. You got another book coming out. You got a lot of irons in the fire, my friend.
I like to stay busy, Sean. You know, I like to be busy and contribute. And that's me. I said, you know me. You know, yep. We're friends. I'd like to be busy. Just losing Jan in March of 17, my beloved wife. I got to stay busy. And this is keeping me busy. So the podcast drops every Thursday at 6 a.m. Grilling JR, and it's kicking ass. And we're proud of it. And thanks to everybody for listening.
Yeah, it's must listen. If you're a wrestling fan, you got to download that podcast each and every week like I do. JR, really appreciate you making the time. Have a great call this Saturday, and I'll see you up in Norman, Oklahoma within the next couple months. I promise you that.
Look forward to it, Sean. You're always welcome here, buddy.
All right, brother. Appreciate it, JR. Love you, my man. Appreciate you joining me, bro.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.